It's Friday. That means a double helping of London Walks podcasts, the daily Today in London History podcast, and a bonus podcast. Actually, today, April 29th, it's a triple helping. A triple helping because we've got two Friday specials today. They're both from the distinguished former Museum of London archaeologist Kevin Flood. So they're, in effect, Meet Your Guide and Preview a Walk podcasts. This is the first of them. In it, Kevin talks about his Roman London, an archaeological and literary guided walk. I've got so much time for Kevin. He's a great guy, and even more to the point, he knows things other people don't know. Things about London. Love the way he enlivens the archaeological record with cultural stuff. It's a very effective way of bridging 2,000 years. The vivid humanity and matter-of-factness of the people he quotes, they could be remarks overheard in a 21st century London pub. Those touches, they're the magic wand that transforms ruins into visible, lived-in London buildings and streets. London buildings and streets peopled with Londoners not all that different from ourselves. Togas and sandals and Latin accepted. Here's Kevin telling us a bit about his walk.
Come and join me on my walk of Roman London, a literary and archaeological guided walk, which takes place on April the 30th at 11:30, and also on October the 30th at 11:30, and it starts at Fish Street Hill Monument Underground Station. But you may want to book via the London Walks website.
So we'll be looking at the archaeology and the historical evidence, but also I'm trying to give an idea of what life felt like to live in a Roman provincial town by use of quotations from not only Roman but also Celtic or Welsh sources. We will look at letters like Rufus, son of Catalaunus, sends greetings to Epicilius and all his fellows. I believe you know that I am well. If you have made the list, well, please send it. Do look after everything carefully and make sure you turn that girl into cash. What is interesting about this letter found in Roman London is that Rufus is a Roman name, meaning redhead. Cassivellaunus is a Celtic name, so there's a Roman son of a Celt, and they're sending greetings to Epicilius, which is a Greek name. So you can see this inscription gives us an idea of the multicultural aspects of Roman London and the fact that it was changing from a Celtic tradition into a Romanized tradition. What about that girl? What was that about? Well, the answer is we don't know. But in another inscription found in Roman London, it says Vegetus, assistant slave of Maternus, the slave of the August Emperor, has brought the girl Fortunata by nationality Diocletian for 600 denarii. She is warranted healthy and not liable to run away. She is from France, Reims in France. Obviously a slave for sale, and she's been sold, which is amazing, by the assistant slave of the divine emperor. I'm also trying to get at the more social things like cookery. This is from Plautus, The Plot of Gold. And I imagine a ancient Briton feeling this way about the highly spiced Roman food. So let's read the quote. I don't season a dinner the way other cooks do, who serve you up whole pickled meadows in their patina, men who make cows their messmates, who thrust herbs at you and then proceed to season herbs with other herbs. They put in coriander, fennel, garlic, and Norse parsley. They serve up sorrel, cabbage, beet, and spinach, and pounding wicked mustard, which makes the pounder's eyes water before they're finished. Or we could look at the recipe for fish without fish. This is something that looks like a fish, tastes like a fish, but isn't a fish. And we can look at the rules of patronage in Roman civilization using the words of Martial. Now I'm no longer a paid client guest. Why should I put up with your second best menu when you invite me out? You take choice oysters fattened in the Lucrine Lake when I suck whelks and cut my lips. You dine on mushrooms. I'm given fungus fit for swine. Turbot for you, for me, brill. You enjoy a splendid plump-ass turtle dove and I toy with a magpie that died caged. Why, Ponticus, do we eat with you when you don't eat with us? The dole's abolished. Good. But what's the point unless our meat's carved from the same joint? Or we can go for a walk with Ovid, and he'll tell us to prepare ourselves, but don't torture your hair, though, with curling irons. Don't punish your legs into smoothness. Leave that for Mother Sibley's votaries. It's a great quote. So we're interspersing between the archaeology, we're going to look at what it was like to live in a Roman city.
So come and join me on my walk of Roman London, a literary and archaeological guided walk, which takes place on April the 30th at 11:30, and also on October the 30th at 11:30, and it starts at Fish Street Hill Monument Underground Station. But you may want to book via the London Walks website.